Hi, folks. Boy, it sure was fun listening to that tape. If you enjoyed mine half as much as I enjoyed yours, sure well worth it. Well, I haven't gotten the toolbox yet. I suppose it'll be up in the next couple of shifts. Thanks a lot for sending it. If Bill's still there, thanks, Bill. I can't get over how much fun this is. Now, I'm not quite as mic shy as I was before, and I was glad to hear some ifs, ands, buts, ors, and does. It seems that you all three had a little trouble starting out, and Grandma seemed to do fine. She didn't have any trouble at all. Now, I'm going to send some a little talk to her later. That chair, Pap sure was making it squeak. It sounds just like home. I'm glad Bill elaborated on his plans. I think he will really enjoy the service. As for a career or not, he'll know when he gets into it. But I guess I'm glad I did what I did. It's always greener on the other side, but I'm enjoying it. My finger, as far as a fingertip goes, I haven't a fingertip. When I put my finger down, it always hits on the fingernail. It's very tender right under there. But when I type with my fingerprint as if you were laying your finger down to give a fingerprint. That's the way I hit the keys on the typewriter with my index finger on the left hand. I make out all right. I can type fairly well. I haven't really made any definite plans concerning Washington U, so Mama, I'll be home. I could tell by the tone of your voice you didn't exactly want me to stay on the West Coast the rest of my life. But don't worry about that. I want to come back home, too. Not to see any girls, especially. I haven't got any. Lynn and I just write every once in a while. Good friends is all that amounts to. But, I guess everything will work out in time. I don't worry about things like that anymore. I'll tell you a little bit about the picture you have. I bought a coupon for $2 to get an 8x10 color print or color portrait of myself. But as it turned out, it was a gimmick to get me in the camera store to sell me something for $30 or $40, and I told him to go jump in a lake in so many words. And after three or four times down there, and they ignored me because I wouldn't spend more money, I just left the proofs and told them I thought they needed the $2 if that's the way they had to treat their customers. So they finally got a little more money out of you than they did out of me. But if you enjoy the picture, I'm glad. And it was taken in the old gray suit. I say old because I sold it to one of the new boys up here. It fits him fine, and I bought a new one. It was too small for me. I outgrew it. It was the suit that I got my junior year for class night, if you remember. I wanted a light gray suit, so we got it. I really enjoyed it. Pap, don't be so bashful. It's not really that bad. I enjoyed you talking about the boat. I noticed in the paper the Raytheon plant is moving in. I hope Sperry doesn't leave for too long. I read also that they were planning for a new plant site. Is the Raytheon Corporation going to move into the Sperry plant, or are they building a new one after they get off of Shelby Street there in the old Big Jack place? Oh boy, the paper sure is fun. It's getting me caught up on all of the news I've missed out on for a year. For about a year. I noticed some of the girls in it. the high school and the band doing things, and I sure have lost out on people. I don't know any of them. I guess all of my friends are out in the big, cruel world. About Bill's radio picking up ADAC, there's a naval base there, that's all. It is the other base on the Aleutian chain that the Navy has. It's, well, we think this is a hole, but that's really a hole. There's nothing there except clubs and a few other things. Not many civilians, no natives. I tried to find out how these fellas up here work, but they're very inefficient. They don't too much care about making contacts outside, and they don't do too much radio business for the other fellas, so I figured it was a lost cause trying to work out a deal for Bill to talk back and forth with him. Oh, I guess Peg ought to be home sometime, a week or so before, after, I hope, that you get this tape. Try and get her on tape. What I want to do is make a family library of tapes that I can save. I know 10, 15, 20 years from now, it'll really be something to listen to the tapes of. We talked back in old 57. I know the time's going to start flying faster than it is now, and I don't quite want to lose out on all these things that our family does have. I think we have some wonderful experiences together and apart. The room sure sounds like it was really done up. I'm really anxious to see it. I know Bill enjoyed it. The way Grandma talked it. There's nothing nicer. It sounds like some big hotel room. Oh, how about the pictures of the dogs? So far I haven't seen or heard of any. You said you were going to take some. I'd appreciate seeing some of them. I'll be waiting anxiously to see what they look like. I hope Allie is getting along better now. Maybe her baby will be born in late May, about the 27th. That would be funny, wouldn't it? I know Ellen will have a lot of fun visiting with you. She always sort of liked the ones, I guess. Oh, let's see. Oh, the courier has started, as you probably guessed by now. I get it when the ships come in. It's third or fourth class mail, so I don't get it every day. I just get it when the ships bring up the packages and papers. But I sit down and line them up day after day and then read all the news. All of the music festival business that was going on in March, I was looking for Mama's name, but I didn't see you in there. Oh, from what it seems in the papers, about everyone I knew at home getting married. Oh yeah, including Libby. Yeah, I guess she does feel pretty good now that she's caught her somebody. I hope she'll be happy. Maybe she's settled down a lot since I knew her. It's too bad about Faye's father. Guess he's better by now. I know Mary T's helping out in that respect. From looking at the paper, it sounds like Bristol is really becoming quite the place. The color TV, that looked funny to see color TV pattern in a Bristol paper on WCYB TV from about an hour before they go on. I'm really anxious to see it when I get home. I really enjoy my tape recorder. I enjoyed it so much more when I got a tape from you. It makes me feel right at home sitting here listening to this thing. It'll be a lot of fun. I don't know exactly when I'll get home. I'm supposed to leave in August, but chances are I won't. I really don't think I will. I told you about my duty stations. If I get Seattle, that'll be fine. If I get Jacksonville, that'll be fine, too. I don't know. Well, we'll wait till I leave to worry about those things. Mommy, you asked about the church. Well, in the Navy, they have two chapels, a Protestant chapel and a Catholic chapel, and naturally a chaplain for each. The Protestant chapel is just a congregation of all churches. No one belief is emphasized more than any other, or... Well, for instance, our preacher is an Episcopal Baptist. As you know, there are thousands of different kinds of Baptists, and that's just one of them. And our service is just sort of a regular church service. We sing the doxology and the gloria, and we have an offering, and he reads the scripture, and a sermon, the choir does an anthem. Well, I sent a couple programs home earlier in the year. We used to have called a hillside chapel, but it was too far out of the way, so we moved to the movie theater for our Sunday service. And we have an old barracks that has been remodeled and is very nice, and we have communion there once a month and our choir rehearsals on Thursday night. One of the boys in a new band directs the choir. Before long, we're singing a sort of a quartet and solo. I thought I'd put that on tape at our next rehearsal so you could hear what they sound like, and I'll play them for the choir. And afterwards, I'll put them on a tape, splice them in, and send it to you. But that's a little bit in the future. And so far as the combos go, now our whole combo isn't here. We had a talent contest, and four of the boys in a new band got together, made up a combo, and entered the talent contest. It's a Navy-wide program. Well, they won first place here between the naval bases of Kodiak and Adak, and from here they go to Seattle, to Sandpoint Naval Station, and have another tryout there, and then if they place in that, they get to go to New York. Well, they left last Friday. Oh, by the way, this is Saturday evening. They left last Friday for Seattle, so their contest down there will take place sometime next week. And if they make it there, then they'll go to New York for the Ed Sullivan program. One of the other boys played bass. I didn't get in on that. I wasn't quite in the little group, but makes no difference. It's childish to get upset over something like that. I'll get home in due time. But they'll really enjoy it, I know. I would like to have gone to Seattle, but those are the breaks. And, one of the boys in there, the one that's playing bass, Paul Massey, he directs the choir, and it's real nice to meet a lot of people that way and have a nice time. The chaplain's a real nice guy. Oh, I got a letter from Uncle Walter. I wrote him, but my letter was returned due to the fact of insufficient address. I didn't have any other address. So send me his address, and I'll write him a letter. I know he's happier now than I think he was when I knew him in D.C. He didn't really seem happy. He was too frustrated and overworked most of the time. Send me some more cards, and I'll write some more from Chicago or wherever else they're from. And I thought that was real funny. That's why I did it. Oh, by the way, since I've left home, I've heard nothing about Uncle Bill. I would appreciate very much if you would give me a detailed account of how he is getting along, and how Maribel is and what's happening and if they've gone to court and what's going to happen to the kids and just everything in that line. I think you know what I mean. I would like to know how he is. I hope Hubert's, you didn't mention him, or his wife and the baby. I hope they're better. And let me know how they're getting along, too. If you have a chance, well, I know this is far-fetched, but maybe sometime when Daddy goes to the Johnson City store, he could drop in Grandpa and Grandma Owen and get them to say a little on tape. And let me hear their voices, too. I just want to try and get everybody's voice I can on these tapes, because they'll last for years. And you don't have to read them like you do letters, and you have the real voice. I really think it's a good idea. Maybe you all will, too. Thanks for getting my bank account, Mother. I told you how much money and when it would come. And I'll add little bits and drops on when I get the chance. I was really surprised to hear Bill's voice. Sort of lucked out getting him right at vacation time. Those dogs sure do sound funny. I'm really anxious to see them. Next time I get home, we'll have a lot of fun. And I hope Bill can be there at the same time, but if he's going into the service, he won't be. I know that much about the service. Oh, I go up for second class in August. Well, you may not know what second class is, but that is, there are two more rates above that, and then that's as high as you get in the enlisted man's rate. You have seaman recruit, seaman apprentice, seaman, third class petty officer, second class petty officer, first class petty officer, and then chief. There are seven. Right now I'm in the middle. I'm on number four. I hope to be number five by next November. At least take the test before I come home. I'm starting to run down now, too. Be sure and get Peg on tape when she comes home, if you can. Sounds like the car has got a good polish job from what Bill said. I guess they look a lot better with a little polish on them than they do like I sometimes left them unwashed. How's old Buck? I know Daddy mentioned he was going to let him in, but so far as I heard, he never got in. Boy, be sure and take some pictures of those dogs, Mama, of Buck. I don't think he'll be around too much longer. I'm sort of realizing now that once you have a chance to do things like that, it's hard to do them at the moment. But if you do them, you really relinquish the pictures and so forth later. That's why I've got my camera stuff. I sort of don't even figure it as a hobby anymore. I figure it as a record of events I want to save. Well, it looks like this tape's about done in. I'll turn to the other edge. This is to you, Grandma. Thanks a lot for the books on the Pacific Garden Mission. I haven't had a chance to read all of them. You sure sent me enough material. I'll read them in due time as I get the chance. I know your TV program was really something. It's too bad I couldn't see. I remember seeing you on TV once in Johnson City, I believe. I think I'm remembering right. That was a long time ago. Those were sure funny things you remembered from teaching. I guess it is the little things and funny children that you remember, though. Oh, Grandma, why don't you get Mother someday, when she isn't too busy, which I know is very rare, to get you to read your family story on tape? It would be so much fun to be able to sit and listen to you reading that family story, which is so funny, on tape. I guess you've got the time, but you get Mother sometime when she isn't too busy to buy the tape and you put it on there. I know it'd really be nice. I know Mom's efforts in the room across the hall will really show me something when I get home. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I heard the cuckoo clock in the background all through the tape while you were talking. The next time you run a tape up there, let it cuckoo over 15 minutes. I'd like to hear it. Or run the clock around and let me get the cuckoo on tape. I can sit and listen to that and feel right at home. I guess it gets annoying after you hear it for so long. As for coming home, the regular tour of duty up here is 12 months or a year. But with band men, when they supplement a band and they come up irregular times, they usually stay from 18 to 20 months. So that's what I did, so I think I will be up here 18 to 20 months, which means I'll be home next January or February, or if I'm lucky, I'll be home Christmas. I'm going to stop through California and see Uncle Kelly coming, or if my duty station is on the West Coast, I'll do it coming back or something. Work that out when I get transferred. Next time you send a tape, wake Grandpa up and get him to say a couple words. I don't care what they are or if they make much sense. I'd just like to hear his voice. And maybe he can rationalize enough to know what's going on, but if he can't, try and get him to just say a few words. I'd like to hear him. As for Libby, I guess she's happy now that she's got someone else. I sort of got over that after it was all over. I know it all worked out for the best, so I'm not worried. Linda writes every once in a while. We're just good friends, is all that amounts to. And as for the girl situation up here, there aren't any girls, so far as I can see, worth worrying about, so I don't. I can find other things to do. When Willie comes back, you tell him I really enjoyed playing his voice. Well, speaking of Willie, you just play this for him, if you have the chance. Willie, this is to you. I'm really glad you're still well and able to come up and work for Mom. I know you really help her out, and she appreciates all you can do. And thanks for saying a couple words to me, so I figured I'd say a couple to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you when I come back home, so be good and tell Laura hi. And I hope all of your church work is doing fine. I know it really means a lot to you, and you do a lot of good for your people. I guess you'll be mowing the yard and raking up leaves next fall. You sure always enjoyed running that lawnmower. I did too. Well, keep it mowed nice. And I'll see you. Bye-bye. I'll send you some music. I'll tack it onto this reel later, or I guess I'll just mail this one home and make up a special reel of music so you can hear what we do and when and where, and I'll get a tape of the USO. We play that on Friday night, and the choir at church, even the big band, I think we can do that. I'll just get some all around music and send it to you. Mother, about insurance, my camera insurance, I haven't received any notice on if I owe them. I think it was last year around this time that I took out that policy for my camera, and I told them to extend it to a 3-year period, but I haven't heard anything, and I only paid for 1 year. So I was wondering if it was still good. Nothing's happened to my camera, by the way, but I was just wondering how it was. The service insurance, the $10,000 life, they took that away from us. So as far as I know now, I have no insurance on myself. Not that I think it's of particular importance at the moment, but someday when I get married, it will be important to my dependents. I thought it might be a good idea to straighten it out now. I don't know exactly what to do about it, but maybe you have some suggestions. Daddy, how are the cars doing? They still running fine? You didn't say much about them except that you got them polished or waxed or something. I've been reading articles. Boy, the price of living and everything else is sure rising in a hurry as the value of a dollar goes down. Living nowadays is really an expensive deal. That's one of the Navy's big ship over lecture points. They talk like it's, you have to be a genius to make it on the outside. I know it's not all peaches and cream, but I think if a man puts himself to work, he can make it anywhere. In the service, there are just a majority of people who sit on their tails and do nothing but draw pay every now and then, or completely contented with the situation. Half of them couldn't make a living on the outside the way they work in the service. They have no get up and go, no gumption. In fact, they have no nothing. It's sort of disgusting when people like that tell you that you're crazy to get on the outside, that you can make it in here. They're an example of the most nobody, no people that you've ever seen in the service. Naturally, they're the good along with the bad. But I think if a person puts himself to any job, he can make it. Bill's engineering sounds interesting. His job with Worthington, I know that really be something if it pans out. That really sounds like a nice organization to work for. So far as my ankle goes, it's better now. It's still quite swollen. It's fairly sore. We went out on the rifle range. We have what we call ground pounders, a base defense. I think I explained that to you. We went out to the rifle range and fired the M1 rifle yesterday. we weren't scored, but I got quite a few bullseyes after I got my windage. That's the little knob on it to adjust for the wind that's blowing. We shot at 200 yards, which is a fairly good distance. I got some bullseyes. It kicks a little bit more than 22, but if you put the straps on right, you don't feel it. It's really a nice rifle. I guess it'd be a good deer gun. I read in the paper where Ed Morton drowned out at the lake. It's too bad. He is some kin, naturally, to Jack. Practically everybody in that valley is a Morton. I was going to write Jack a letter and tell him I was sorry. I didn't know exactly who it was, though, if it was his uncle or just a distant cousin. That's really too bad. Those lakes can be hazardous. I guess there'll be a lot of activity on the lake this summer, as usual. Up here, the lakes in the summer are warm enough to go swimming in, but the water is still very, very cold. I went swimming once last year when I first got up here in August, and the water was extremely cold. In fact, it's so cold that after you were in a while, you just became numb, and then you could enjoy swimming, but I didn't stay in that long. I didn't relinquish the idea of freezing to death. We'll take some more pictures this summer. This place up here, it's really beautiful in the summer and desolate in the winter. I've taken some movies. I haven't quite worked up the tape with them yet, though. I haven't gotten but one reel. I have another one on the way. I'm just taking movies of some of the things I took slides of, and so I don't take too many because I have a lot of slides I can show you when I get home. And Peg has a lot in Seattle that you haven't seen yet. One of these days, I'll have to get me a good slide projector, but I can't afford it at the moment now that I took that allotment out. I feel this may be a wrong way to feel about the way I spent my money, but I have an awful lot to show for what I've spent it rather than saving it all. For example, the tape recorder and the camera. Of course, the model airplanes isn't exactly much to show, but sort of gives me something to work on and think about. I don't know whether it's very important or not, but maybe it keeps me out of mischief. I do enjoy working and playing around with them. It's an accomplishment to build one and fly. I have learned to fly pretty good. I'll have to put on an exhibition for you when I come home. Well, it's not too long till we have to go to the Chiefs Club and play a job tonight. I'll put some music on this if I have a chance, and I'll be sending you some before long. I think you'll enjoy hearing some of the work the band does. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye.